And come with me to the book of Psalm chapter 34, verse 1. And today we'll be focusing on living a life of praise. That is our life that we have. Your life, my life, must be full of praise. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually. Everybody say continually. Continually means as you live, you praise. As you live, you praise him. As you live, we praise him. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 146, verse 2. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Can we make that declaration together? Let's read it together, everybody. While I live. I want you to read it convincingly. I want you to read it with authority. I want you to read it with a full assurance, because as you are reading it, the power of God is coming upon it to be so for you. It is not by your power, but with his power. Let's go. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God as long as I... Read it again with me. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Living a life of praise. The reason you live, brethren, till today is to worship him. The reason you have not gone yet, the reason you are still among the living, the reason you are hearing my voice today as the Lord is speaking to you, is because he wants you to praise him more. Until praise is implemented, your faith cannot be completed. I want you to understand that. Until praise, I was glad during the drama, they were telling us, faith and praise goes together. They are brothers. Until praise is implemented, your faith cannot be completed. Remember, your faith is your sacrifice, and your sacrifice is your praise. Say it with me. My faith, say it with me, is my sacrifice. And my sacrifice is my praise. My faith is my sacrifice. And my sacrifice is my praise. Praise and faith. Faith and praise comes together. They are interwoven. Without praise, there is no faith. Without faith, praise is not complete. Psalm 54, verse 6. Today, I'm just going to go very quickly on, I will be able to, by the grace of God, because of time, mention four things that happen during praise. What is the true meaning of praise to you and to God when faith is activated, when faith is initiated? What happened? What happened? Psalm 54, verse 6 says, I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord. You will see that praise is a sacrifice. So when you say that my faith is a sacrifice and my sacrifice is my praise, it means what you are saying is my faith, what I am professing, what I am speaking, what I am saying has nothing to do with what I'm going through, has nothing to do with what I'm seeing physically, because I don't go by what I see, I go by what it says. So that is why your faith, that is your confession, Your declaration is your sacrifice. It is a sacrifice because it is contrary to what the flesh is saying to you. Faith and flesh are enemies. Faith and flesh are not related. When your faith is a sacrifice, it means you deny the flesh of what is dictating to you to say, what is dictating to you to see, what is telling you to speak. You refuse to agree with the flesh. It is not easy for the flesh. When you declare your faith is your sacrifice. And when you give that sacrifice, Psalm 54, that sacrifice is your praise. That is why you see people that are full of praise, they are far from depression. Have you seen somebody lost in praise and depressed? Check it out. When your life is full of praise, you are far from depression. Because as your praise is talking about the goodness of God, praise simply, let me give you this definition. So it's a one word, at least it can go with you. Praise means talking about God. Take it like that. Praise means talking about God. Talking about God. Talking about God. So you are in a situation that you don't understand? Talk about God. You are in a situation that is so confusing? Talk about God. You are in a situation that is so scary? Talk about God. And when you're talking about God, you're talking about His goodness, you're talking about His mightiest, you're talking about His faithfulness, you're talking about His love, you're talking about His passion, you're talking about His power. You are not talking about that situation. Praise keeps you to focus on the promise and the one who made the promise. That is why be out for the praise. You are on the promise, and you remember, faithful is He that said it. Faithful is He that said it. On praise, you focus on the covenant. God asks for you and what He has freely given you through Jesus Christ. When you focus on murmuring and complaining, then you will have frustrated life, miserable life. Murmuring and complaining focus your attention on the problem. Praising God focus your attention on God. So you need to make the right choice. Praise shall dwell in. To really. Because you will give birth to your focus. If you focus at the problem for me. At all times, His praise will continually dwell in my mouth. Praise is not just about singing. Like they told us, praise is not when you receive bonus check at work. No, praise is not when you see the fulfillment of the promise God gave you. No, praise is at all times, regardless of what you see, because it never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As He's sitting on His throne, He is God by Himself. Very quickly, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. See what happened when you praise Him and why you should praise Him. First Peter chapter 2, verses 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him. Let's read that together. Of him who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. See your praise. Praise is restoration. The Lord restored us. He called us from darkness into his marvelous light. That is why the devil doesn't want you to praise God for saving you. He doesn't want you to praise God for the life you have, for the restoration you have. Have you thought about yourself and say, God, you saved me. You saved me. You redeemed me. You died for me. Now I'm in relationship with you. Remember your past. See how the devil had used you. Remember now whom you are. You stand and call upon the name of Jesus. Heaven is open. Devil is trembled. The earth is shaking. At the mention of the name of Jesus in your mouth, God recognized your voice. He stood upon his throne. And he said, that is my son right there. And the devil is trembled and is fearful because you had escaped. Get up and praise him for the life that you have. The life. See, the devil doesn't want us to believe on the finished work of Christ. He doesn't want us to believe it. He wants to focus your attention on the self-service, self-effort, because he knows you will not get anything from that focus. So when you rise up and you begin to thank God, Lord, you saved me. When I think of your goodness and all you have done for me, my soul shall shout hallelujah. You saved me. You gave me a new name. Now I am redeemed, sanctified, purchased of the blood, reconciled back unto God. Devil lost it. Devil regrets about it. Who once were not a people. Did you see you and me in the past? But now the people of who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained. See your life. See my life. It is not about you. It is now about God. Because we had obtained mercy, now we can stand. Now we have access. Now we are related. Praise him for that restoration. He restored your life. Number two, praise gives access to his presence. When you praise him, you have full access, not just his blessing. Let me come down. Chibuzo, get me a chair. I want four men. This is men's day. Real quick. Men. There's no men in the house. Four. One chair. Only one chair. Thank you. Okay, you sit down because you're supposed to be the gentleman here. Two men here. We are talking about access. When you praise God, you have access. Everybody say access. Access. Where are you? Stand right there. I gave this illustration one time. This is God. And a woman came. I watched the drama one time ago. A woman came, and as she was coming, she began to complain. God, I've come. You gave me three boys. I never have a girl. No girl. I've been trying to have a girl. I don't know what's going on. I thank you, Sha. You gave me three boys. But at least if you can give me one girl now. God, they said every good thing comes from you. Thank you, Papa God. You know what God said to the woman? You don't need a girl. What you need is patience. Patience, follow her. Long suffering, follow her. attitude of gratitude will make you to be thankful to God. Until we change our attitude to attitude with gratitude, then you will be full of complaint and murmuring. Person with lack of appreciation can never be a praiser. The woman left. Another woman was coming. Like the video we watched. As this woman was coming, she was singing in Igbo. Himela, oh God, you are awesome. She switched to Yoruba. Hey, bani rababa foba ogo. Oba terere, kari aye. She began to dance. She began to dance. Lord, I thank you. You gave me a life. Before I asked, you did. I asked for 500. You gave me 5,000. God, you gave me life. See how I'm looking younger. I am doing good. My husband loved me forever. My children have called me blessed. I don't know how to praise you. You are too awesome. You know before I open my mouth. You do before I ask for. You are marvelous. You are great. You are merciful. There is no one like you. She threw another song. God said, what do you want? God, I don't want anything. I just want to praise you. You have given me enough. What shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say. God, that is why I came. Thank you so much. As she began to sing, God was tapping himself, his feet, because this person hit me. This, my daughter, knows me. He's giving me my desire. As God was moving on his throne, the angels are moving as well. The whole heavens are moving because of the woman's praise. Your praise will give you access. The Bible says, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving. Praise will take you further than thanksgiving. Praise will take you to his court. Hallelujah. As this woman was about to go, God said, no, don't go. Promotion. Follower. Increase. Follower. Good health. Follow her. Prosperity. Follow her. The woman said, God, only me? The woman was so grateful. As the woman was singing and dancing, God said, no, don't go. I myself will go with you. Ha! Praise. We give you not just blessing, not just promotion. We give you his presence. When you praise him, you are not alone. See this, my sister. I will expose you. Sister Ify, come. Come. Come, come, come. Many of you are sitting here. You had experienced the favor, the presence of God like never before. You don't share it. Yeah? You want to climb or you want to stay? This woman was involved in a fatal accident that the car was right off. Nose crash. No single crash on her. Do you know what it means for the car to be gone? A truck. Not a small car. Do you know why? She was not alone in the car. His presence was with her. Be careful what you do. Be careful where you go. His presence, when you praise him, you know, you don't even have to be home. His presence is there. Anything about you is about him. What shall I say
unto the Lord?
All I have to say. Is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All I have to say. Number three, I am glad to tell you today as a preacher that your praise is your key of David given unto you. Your praise is your key of David given unto you. Praise can lock and unlock. Praise can what? Lock and unlock. Depending on what you are using it for. Praise can lock and unlock. Oh. God gave David the key of David to unlock the hidden treasures. Do you know that when you need a situation to change, to twist, you don't need to cry. God is not interested in babysitting his children. God is proud when his children knows their right, their authority, and he wants you to stand and declare it. It says, not God and you see me. And everybody in that church, they are buying cars. They are buying homes. And I'm in four ministries. God, four ministries serving you. I come early. I go late after church. I always dance in the front. God. Shame on you. If you see a child of God like that, they are babies. But God is delighted when you stand and say, how dare you, this situation. I have the key of David to lock and to unlock. I put a stop to this situation. I open this door in the name of Jesus. You should know the word that you have and use it well. God will not come down from heaven and use it for you. There is a story in the Bible. Paul and Silas. Act of Apostles, chapter 16. We're going to read it. Key is given when there is a lock. And there is a lock when there is valuable items. I want you to understand that. The reason you have the key is because there is a lock that has to be unlocked. And there is a lock because there are you keep valuable stuff. Things that are not valuable to you, you don't care about them. You leave them out. When people come to your house, there are some things that are not visible to people, right? They have to get into your room. And when they get into your room, they have to get into your closet. And when they get into your closet, they have to get a key to your safe. When they get a key, then they have to open it. Don't you see the layer? It means there is something hidden treasure. God has given us treasures, but the adversary wants to take them. When you see that you are not being fulfilled, you rise up and use your key. You have the key of David, and that is your praise. Praise was the key of David that he used to overcome. David loves to praise God. And that is why he won the heart of God. David knows how to lift God up in any situation, no matter whatever. David is specialized in dancing and singing. One day, the wife even looked at him and said, how dare you? I thought I married a king. I didn't know I married somebody like this. And you know the story. Do you have the key of David? Your praise is your key of David. When Paul and Silas were in the jail, let's read it. Act of Apostles chapter 16, verse 22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be what? Beaten with rod. Yes, continue very quickly. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them what? Securely. Because these people are dynamic. Don't put them in the room nearby entrance. Put them in the inside. Verse 24. Having received such charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stock. Hallelujah. But at midnight, but at midnight, but at midnight, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were not looking at their situation. They remember the word of God that says that when you're passing through water, I will be with you. When you are in fire, I will not leave you. They remember his presence was with them. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. The prisoners were listening. Suddenly, everybody shout suddenly. It will happen suddenly when you can lift him up. It will happen suddenly when you can praise him. It will happen suddenly when you're not expecting it. He inhabits the praises of his children. As Paul and Silas were lifting up, praising God, God got up on his throne. He said, these are my children. They have honored me. I have to honor them. They have called me by my name. I have to respond. Oh, praise. His praise shall continually dwell in my mouth. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. The presence of the King of Kings, the presence of the Lord of Lords. As God was coming, the earth trembled. As the Lord was coming, the earth trembled. Coming in his power, to reveal his power, because he was with them in the prison. The earth was like, Lord, my creator, I bow down. So that the foundation, see, the foundation, when God do something, he do it thoroughly. He started from the foundation to release the chain that was used to bound Paul and Silas. The prisons were shaken, and immediately, the Bible says all the doors were opened. All the doors, not some of the doors. All the doors, brethren. All the doors. When God shows up in your situation, he will not leave anyone untouched. He will touch every situation, that everything will turn around. 360 degree change will come upon you when God intervenes in a situation. He specializes in doing wonders. Immediately, all the doors were opened. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Bible said, the Lord that is strong in might, the Lord that is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. When you praise him, when you praise him, the foundation will shake. There will be earthquake, because his presence means power. His power means authority. His authority brings deliverance. The Bible says all doors and everyone's chains were loosed. You need to know situation when to pray and situation when to praise. Let God open your eyes. There are some things prayer will not do. It is praise. Switch the key. Use it well. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Did you see that? The key of David. Lastly, your praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. Your praise is your weapon. Say it with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Yes, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into what? Captivity to the obedience of Christ. You have a weapon. Your weapon is your praise. Your praise is your weapon. You are not facing blood and flesh. We are not fighting human beings. We are fighting powers, principalities, in heaven, on earth, under the earth. When you lift up and describe your God how he is, he will show forth mightily. You have a weapon that the enemy cannot confront. The moment you begin to praise God, the devil trembles. Praise confuses the devil. Praise destabilizes the devil.
Praise disarms the devil. The devil trembles when there is praise. The devil cannot stand you praising your God. When you praise him from your heart, I'm not talking of from the lips. I mean your action must be in relation with your attitude. When your action and attitude are combined together, there is power. Power will be released. When you praise him, oh, the devil knows your weapon. Stop crying. Use the weapon. Praise is your weapon. Stand and fight it. Stand and possess your possession. It is high time to possess it. This is the right time. Enough of prayer. It's time for praise. Amen. By the way, what is prayer? Prayer is communication with God. That is the simple meaning of prayer. When you are talking with him, prayer is not nobody is hearing. There's no communication. No. Prayer is when you speak, you speak. I speak, you speak. God speaks when we pray. He gives you direction. He tells you something. How can you spend a whole 3 hours? You are the only one doing the talking. You're the only one doing the talking. Talk. He wants to talk. You don't let him talk. That is not prayer. When you talk, you hear him. And then you praise him. You talk about him. I know the time is up, but I will share this story. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. From verse 21. You know the story of Jehoshaphat. Faced by 3 great nations. And it was so terrific, so dreadful. And Jehoshaphat and the people were confused. They were not sure what to do. But they received the word of the Lord. When you get home, read that scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. But I'm focusing just on verse 21 through 25. And when he had consulted with the people, imagine somebody faced by war, 3 nations, faced them to destroy them. He appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, see the praise, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Isn't that abnormal that war is facing you? You are dancing and praising God, talking about his faithfulness, talking about how mighty he is. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy. People were confronted with war by the enemy to destroy them. They began to praise God. They began to lift their hands up. They began to sing. And the enemy faced each other. Why are you here? What are you guys doing here? Who called you? What is this gun for? You mean you want to shoot these people? You want to kill them? How dare you? How dare you too? They began to face each other, attack each other, see confusion. I told you, praise bring confusion into the camp of the adversary. When you praising God, the devil doesn't understand your language anymore. The devil is lost. The devil is thrown off. They began to face each other. The Bible says they help to destroy each other. No one had escaped. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked towards the multitude and they were what? They were what? All the 3 nations. No single person escaped. They were all dead bodies falling on the earth. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, see, when you praise God, it's not only that you will have victory, you will go with possession. You will go with possession. See what happened. They found among them an abundance. Everybody say it. Abundance of valuables. Hey! Do they pray for it? See what praise can do. Abundance of valuables on the day of this and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves. How many days it took them to pack this? 3 days. 3 days. They kept taking. Everybody kept taking valuable stuff. Understand the right approach to the situation. You will be overwhelmed with the blessings of God. You will be overwhelmed with the blessings. More than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because... Rise up on your feet.